Hey, good morning, Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, totally random question on the way, also relationship ref this hour. First, a dial zero prank phone call. You can always suggest recipients of these online on the Playhouse page at 194.com. Playhouse family member Corey said, I was hoping you guys could call my wife Shannon. She runs a home daycare out of our house and has for years, and she always jokes with me about some of the really interesting, she calls them, people who reach out about potential child care from time to time, and I thought maybe you'd be able to come up with something funny.
I'm a total zero, baby. I'm a total zero.
Good morning. This is Shannon.
Hey, good morning, Shannon. My name is Toby. I was wondering if you could answer a few questions for me.
Of course.
Well, I'm calling because my wife and I are having our first baby, a girl, in a couple of weeks. About six, specifically.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful. I'm very excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot to figure out. It really is.
Yes, of course. But it's a great time in your life, right?
Yeah, it gets to be a ton, though, because I'm kind of a planner, just kind of my personality, and I like to have everything figured out.
Okay, I understand. And so you're starting to call daycares now.
Yep, and that's part of why I'm calling. I was hoping to reserve a spot for when my wife goes back to work.
Okay. Yeah, we can talk about that. It'll depend on when your daughter is born, the age that you want to bring her here. And once we figure that out, I can see what we're anticipating for opening.
Perfect. And you've been doing this for a long time?
Oh, yes. 14 years.
Great. Because there's just one other thing I wanted some help with, but I wasn't sure really even how to ask this.
Sure. I'll try and help you. What is it?
So you've seen a lot of kids, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of kids.
And you've seen good kids, and you've seen bad kids.
Well, I don't really think there's a thing as a bad kid.
Yeah, but I mean, some gotta be better behaved than others, and that's no fault of the parents, right?
I suppose.
Well, I really want to be a huge part of why our daughter is off to the best start possible, and I think what we name her is gonna have a huge impact on how that goes.
Her name?
I mean, when you think about it, there's people that tend to, you know, really represent their names. Some people with certain names have different personality traits.
Really?
Well, I figured that you have seen hundreds of kids, and you've probably got some names of kids where, like, those are usually good kids, and you probably got some names where, like, not so much.
I don't know about that.
Well, I looked it up, actually. So some of the common female names that show up in arrest records, Tiffany, Kelly, Samantha, there's got to be something to that, right?
I mean, this isn't my area at all.
What do you think about all the kids you've seen over the years? There's probably been some awful Kellys and Tiffanys and Samanthas in there, right?
Sir, no. I don't talk about any of the kids here like that. I've had many children here over the years, and believe me, each one is a treasure in some way. And I think this name idea is terribly misguided.
But there's facts. There's statistics that say kids name certain things sometimes turn out just to be little deviants.
I don't care.
Think about it. If we name her Mabel or Edith, she's probably going to like knitting because that's an older name. I mean, she's probably going to be more attractive if we give her a hotter name like Victoria.
That's ridiculous. Your daughter isn't going to be better looking or better behaved just because of her name.
Well, and we certainly don't want her to get into exotic dancing, so we can't name her Candy, Crystal, or Brandy.
Where are you getting this? It's terrible. You can't just make assumptions about a person because of their name. They can't help their name.
Yeah, I mean, I just want her to have a safe name, you know. And I gotta be honest, these exotic dancer names, I mean, these stripper names are really what make me really uncomfortable. So we went over Candy Brandy already. But what about Sugar and Shannon? Lola? I don't want any of those.
Hey, my name is Shannon, and I'm fine.
So did you always work at the daycare center? Did you have any, like, career paths before daycare?
I beg your pardon. What are you suggesting? What are you saying?
I wouldn't want to judge you by your name, but I'm just saying facts are facts, and I was really kind of hoping you could help me out here.
Well, listen, I'm just ending this call. You're just rude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by it. You know, I'm in the same boat. When my parents named me Zero, I think I was guaranteed to work here at the radio station.
What?
Hey, Shannon, it's Zero for the Y94 Morning Playhouse. We're actually just messing with you a little bit this morning. It's a dial zero prank phone call.
What? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? This was a joke? That's what this is all about? Oh, my God.
Hey, your husband said some interesting people reach out sometimes about some child care so that we could have some fun with you.
Oh, Corey put you up to this. Oh, my God. That is crazy.
And for what it's worth, I did no research for this, so I did not look up your name on any lists.
Well, thank you. I'm a total zero.